I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient reliableair.com. Smoke and Joe Patrick, our 92.9 The Game Falcons insider, will join us in about 20 minutes from right now as we continue to look ahead to the Patriots game on Sunday afternoon right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. AMA coming up at 1:40. We'll get back into all of the big stories in just a couple of minutes as well.
Another, I was looking at the college games. One more was because you got South Carolina going down to Ole Miss. And me and my son Isaiah, we were talking about that. His best friend goes to South Carolina. I was like, what's going on out there? Because I don't watch. I haven't got a chance to really watch it. Yeah. They can't block nobody.
Yeah, their offensive line is really bad.
They can't block anybody because that was one of them. Oh, I mean, just the Norris and all those things. And I love.
Beamer.
Shane Beamer. Yeah, big Shane Beamer fan. Other than the faces he makes when they lose, because it's like, well, it's not my fault, but I can't say that. You know,
They got one conference win and it's against Kentucky.
Yeah, man, which is pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Which is pretty bad.
For a team that was, were they preseason top 10? Top 15?
Well, they were 11 or 12 or something like that, man, for them. So, you hopefully, because Lenore's leaving.
Well, and what's frustrating, too, is like,
I think,
obviously, their record's really bad, but they played good on Saturday against Alabama.
Yeah, they were beating Alabama
in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, disaster strikes, and then they end up losing 29-22, but... I mean, that's what it is. They fired their O-line coach a couple weeks ago.
Right.
You watch the game, Lenoris is running around for his life, which he can do, but way to live.
It's a tough way.
He's got a brother that plays for the team, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
His name, Janoris?
I wish. I don't remember what it was. It's funny, though, because Lenoris is a big dude.
He's a big ass
And they got the Jaden. They got the same, of course it's Jaden.
Of course Jaden.
Could have guessed. It was either going to be Jaden, Jalen, Braylon, or something like that. He's a little guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like 5'10", 175, something like that. Lenoris got all the girth genes.
If you talk about the best college jobs, right? So we go LSU, Penn State, Florida.
I don't know, man. Not with all this crazy nonsense, but I get what you're saying.
What if Auburn comes open?
Another one, man, where there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
It's just so much happening behind the scenes at all times, it feels like. Doesn't it?
Yes.
There's just so many cooks in the kitchen meddling. Like the whole thing now to me seems like, and it's really hard to do, but if you can get it where you got the salary you want, obviously, you got the NIL pool that you want, and everyone's aligned. There's a power structure that makes sense.
Yes.
And everyone, there's not all of a sudden some bad Saturday happens and then there's a boosters meeting and then they're meeting with the president behind your back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and again, winning creates that. I get it. But that's why if I'm Lane Kiffin, like, Lane learned by working with some of the best coaches in college football.
He did.
Right? Now, he had to eventually do some work on himself too and mature and come along. And it seems like he has.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got it built right at Ole Miss. Like, it's everybody's rowing in the same direction. It doesn't feel like that's the case at Auburn at all.
No,
for
it
sure.
Isn't. Right.
It doesn't feel like that's the case at LSU at the moment.
We know that.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows even if the AD is going to be there. You know?
He needs to step down.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm out. I'm outy.
That's he's so funny because I had forgotten that he was even there. He was at UW when I was there, and he hired, he was the interim when everybody got fired after the Willingham debacle, and he hired Sark at UW, and then Sark left, and then he hired Chris Peterson, so I kind of love him.
Okay.
He did a great job at UW. He did an awesome job for us. I don't know, man. I don't know what's the best one. I guess
depends
on what you're looking for.
They got ADs have buyouts too, so I don't think I don't think he's stepping down. Now, he's not making that like crazy amounts of money.
Yeah.
He's making a little under two.
His salary's 1.5, I saw.
Oh, okay.
I see it at 1.85.
I don't know what that would make the buyout, but I don't know what
I'm going to make you find out, though.
Which one do you think is the best, and why?
To me, it seems like there's less maybe drama around the Florida.
Mm.
To me. Like, the LSU thing, we played the clip.
Yeah.
The Penn State thing, I just don't know. I don't know what – I mean, you always know what everybody's – what they want as far as the expectation championship. We understand that.
Yeah. The bar's real high.
The bar's real high.
I guess the bar's high at all of them. But, like, James Franklin was in the Final Four last year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So if you go there, you know what it is.
He's a play away from the
– He's a play away from the national championship game.
You know what I mean?
And even this, I know it went sideways after the Oregon loss, but they were – They were winning in overtime in that game. And again, I know everybody gets the ball and all that, but it's true.
Yes.
They had the lead in overtime against Oregon and lost that game in double overtime. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. If you get that job, you have to win a national championship in the next five. But I think that's every job, pretty much.
If they don't lose – no, hold on. Who did they lose? They lost to Northwestern. If they win the Northwestern game – no, I'm sorry. They win the UCLA game but lose the Northwestern. He's still there?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was all of it.
Yeah.
Also, the way they lost the UCLA game, too, like, because they came out in the first three quarters and got drugged in that football game. Like, that was crazy. The Hawks won last night on the road, 117-112 against the Nets. The Nets are winless so far this year. They are not going to win very many games this year.
Who's the projected more pick, Mark? Is it the kid from BYU?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're a real bad team, which is good. Hawks took advantage of that. You got to do that. Trey got banged up, though, had to leave the game in the first half. Still kind of waiting to see if we get any sort of idea about the timeline on that one. It's a sprained knee. It's not, like, internally damaged bad long-term, which is good. But he only played 7 minutes last night. They actually looked okay without him in the second quarter, kind of started building the lead a little bit, making some shots. But they hung on tight down the stretch.
Yes, they did. It looks like Alexander, is he going to be the backup guy?
The point?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think probably Keaton Wallace
will
start, maybe, because he really is a point guard. But again, like, I don't know how many minutes you can really go there. I'll say this. I'm good on Dyson Daniels' backup point guard minutes.
Yeah, man.
I'm good on
that. He needs to just go to – he needs to take the Bruce Bourne approach to basketball.
Yeah. Work on that corner
three. Work on that corner three.
Yeah.
Just sit in the corner.
Maybe cut every once in a while.
Yeah.
Make a backdoor cut.
Yeah, work on the corner
and
three.
And play your ass off on defense.
Which he did. Had three steals yesterday.
Which he's excellent.
He had three steals yesterday.
Yeah, he's closing
what
in on
what the hell is his nickname?
The Great Barrier Thief. Pretty wordy.
A little long.
A little long.
You asked who the projected top picks are for the draft. It just got me really excited.
Damn, Abe.
Here he is.
There he
He's
is.
Excited.
He's excited. Abe got excited about it. Go ahead.
AJ DeBanza was not number one.
Oh,
it was
really?
The guard at Kansas, which is fine. AJ DeBanza was two.
What's his name?
Are you going to get to what got you excited?
Yeah, they had AJ DeBanza at two coming to Atlanta.
Oh, I see.
New Orleans is
0-4. New Orleans is terrible.
Oh, that's right.
They're 0-4, Randy.
That is something to keep in mind.
And I did get excited.
Okay, thank you. I was like,
there's the excitement.
I'm just glad you came around and let me know, because I was like,
there it is.
What the hell are you got excited about?
They're awful.
Yeah,
and again,
bad.
For people that don't.
Didn't Denver beat about like 50 last night?
Don't remember. The Hawks have their first round pick unprotected.
Oh, they lost 122-88. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like Denver beat the hell out of them.
The night before, they lost to the Celtics. 122-90.
You see Jalen's hair back normal.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. He washed that stuff out. I didn't realize it got on the dude's jersey.
Yeah, Jalen Brown was out there smudging people's
jerseys. I did not realize it got on the dude's jersey.
With his hair.
I did not realize that. Damn.
He didn't get the sweat-proof one or something like that. The no-run mascara. I just like the rumor that he called LeBron for balding advice.
I don't think
it's true.
I just don't.
It's very funny.
I just don't find the funny part in that.
Because you don't think that's funny?
You look ridiculous, and his partner even called him out. Man, that man don't F with you.
Yeah.
I mean, just
I just feel like if you're going to call somebody for balding advice in the NBA, LeBron's the guy.
But LeBron didn't put no whatever that was in his hair.
You don't think?
Yeah, probably for one of the commercials
he had it.
Yeah, one of the commercials he had
was in a movie, and it was pretty thick
looking.
Yeah,
but you notice the angle of the
maybe that CGI.
You notice the angle of the they just show the front part.
Yeah.
Yes, man.
But the commercials, they show up there.
Yeah.
And it looks like rookie year.
Yeah. Just fresh.
It's looking pretty good.
Got the teenage dude.
All right, let's get to the big story of
teenage
the day.
Teenage dude.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
No, that's not how we do stuff. And then the IQ thing, and you got to completely separate all of those things. You know, we moved on for the reasons we moved on that we talked about. You know, this is not one of those situations. This is a situation that you got to go out there and you got to get better and go out there and execute what you got to do. You know, and that's what we had to do this week, and we didn't do that. So, like, we'll go out, we'll get better, we'll do all the things we need to do.
Yeah, I didn't understand kind of – that started to pop up over the last couple of weeks. Is that something that teams do?
What?
Go out and bring in outside help for
like
the
what?
Offensive coaching staff?
Like what?
I don't know. Like like an analyst or
no.
somebody to
no.
hold his hand? Or
no.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
I was surprised by that conversation.
No, that's not
– teams don't do that.
No. You don't go out – you not now.
Yeah.
Like if you would have brought somebody like the end of the year or something like that, but like yeah. right now – No.
Yeah, it's October.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I had the same reaction.
Yeah.
I was like, who? Who like, think who's coming in?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Why aren't they employed by somebody else?
Exactly.
That's so great.
Exactly, man. I mean, coaches come by all the time. Don't get me wrong. They're coaches come by all the
sure,
time.
Right.
But it's not one of the things
for
where
practice,
okay,
yeah, and practice you talk to them.
Yeah.
Stuff.
It's not one of the things where I'm gonna sit in the meeting room with Zach Robinson or something like that. That does not happen.
No.
That does not happen. Man. Sorry.
No. Okay.
Yeah, it's not happening.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
We're making up fixes.
Yeah.
That's how bad it's gotten.
Say it one more time.
These are the scales though. Like these are the scales of Falcon fan
who's
misery.
Next?
Who's next what? Oh, I know who's next.
Yeah, you know who's next.
That's why I want him to play really good
yeah,
on Sunday.
He's next.
Because I've been hiding back here.
Yeah, you have.
Not ready to have this conversation yet.
Yeah, man.
I need Michael Penix to play real good yeah, against the Patriots because he's next.
Because this thing about it is, and that's what like what Rob was saying, he was absolutely spot on when he said it. It's like, it's no panic there. And I think sense of urgency is different than panic. I believe that. I believe they need to have a sense of urgency.
Definitely.
Yeah. Panic, no. Sense of urgency, yes, mm-hmm. and that's where I think that he is right now. Now he can talk it like you're talking, and walk it like you bring it, and all that other good stuff. So everything that you say, your team. I've had a coach say this all the time. Y'all gotta go cash this check I just put out there for y'all now.
Right? That's a
you
great
know what
thing
mean?
To say.
You gotta cash this check now,
guys.
Yeah,
guys. I said a lot.
I
of
said
stuff.
A lot of stuff. Y'all gotta go cash the check for me now.
I promised we'd fix it.
Yes.
So go fix
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we gotta go cash the check.
No, but you're right though. I mean, there's always scales of, and Penix is still young, so he's not in the crosshairs quite the same way Matt Ryan would be anytime he had a bad game or whatever. But like it's not even Halloween yet. We've already gotten to the Rich McKay, Arthur Blank portion.
Why
of
are people still
furious?
Mad at Rich McKay?
Because that's the only thing left.
Like Rich McKay works for the stadium.
It's the only thing left.
That's what I heard. He works for the stadium.
It's not what I heard. But I wasn't listening.
Oh. He worked for the stadium.
Yeah.
He's in charge of the business side.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Smoking Joe Patrick will join us next. You want to do a read?
Oh, yeah. Let me do this brown grass so Abe can do his charity thing, the Majiggy.
He'll be excited about this.
He'll
also
be excited. He gave me that look over that banner right there. You want your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause, then make sure you join us for our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, which is presented by Finley Roofing this coming up Monday, November 24th at Eagles Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now, make sure you guys go over to 99game.com, hit the events link. Make sure you do it now because the foursomes are running out quickly. That's our third annual Brown Grass Charity Classic. Benefiting pets for vets.
Be there.
Be there. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
We'll be there.
We'll be there both. Abe will be there, probably. No, Abe won't be there. Abe does not want vets to get pets.
Damn.
You like I'll that. Be in studio. I'll be here.
Oh.
Bo's.
I thought you just disagreed with the
Bo's out, so I'm cause. Here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm stuck.
Hold on, we're going to be at a golf course without Abe?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Double win.
Drinks. Drinks are plenty.
Drinks on me.
Drinks are plenty.
All right, Smoking Joe Patrick.
Guys, you're going to have a transfusion, though.
Guys, you know you can't drink that, right? We're not supposed to be drinking it.
I have never once said that
to
you.
It's true. You haven't. Yeah, that's true. That was too far. He's never said that. All right, Smoking Joe Patrick's joining us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.